This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Some truly stunning musical talent is coming to Sacramento and does each year through the New Millennium Concert Series, which started with the New Millennium. It was started by Sac State Music Professor Andrew Luchansky, and this year's series begins tonight. Professor Luchansky is with me to talk about the season in Sound Advice. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Beth. Thanks
so
for having
me. So glad
to
have you here. Will you explain the caliber of talent and experience that you've been able to bring to campus now over all these seasons?
It's been quite wonderful to have started with the great string quartets of the 20th century, the Guarneri Quartet, the Juilliard Quartet, the Tokyo Quartet, the Emerson Quartet, and then we sort of moved on to a period of the star violinists, Hilary Hahn and Sarah Chang and Pinka Zukerman. And this year, we have one of our most interesting years in the pure chamber music quality of all of these events. We've really focused on the chamber music, which was the original essence of the concert series. So all four of these concerts are people and groups that have that incredible community feeling that makes chamber music so moving to play and to listen to.
Here is a preview of the concert tonight, and we'll talk more in detail about it after listening to just a little bit.
Was bereit ich denn die Wege, wo die anderen Wanderer gehen? Suche mir versteckte Stege durch verschneite Felsen.
So that is, do you want to introduce that beautiful combination we heard?
That's Gilbert Kalish and Randall Scarlatta, and they're both here from the East Coast. Gil lives in New York and Randy in Philadelphia, and they have an amazing partnership. They're great friends and great colleagues, and what's special about Gil and Randy, and it reflects in the program they're presenting, is they're musicians of extraordinary range, and the program they're presenting has great breadth. You have foray songs in French. You have Beethoven. It's Beethoven's 250th year, so we have a couple of Beethoven on the series. And then there's these Charles Ives songs that are quintessentially American, and Gil and Randy are at, like, the best people in the country to hear do this music. And I think there's something right now about Ives's music that reflects what we love about America, the kind of independence and stubbornness and wit. And I think it's going to be so moving to have this going on right now with some of the strife we have inside our country that's tearing us apart. I think everybody will feel together hearing these guys do this tonight. And the big work on the program is the Schumann Dichterliebe, which is the whole second half of the program on poems by Heinrich Heine. And it's the Poet's Love is the title of Dichterliebe.
So that concert again is tonight at Capistrano Hall on the Sac State campus. It is from 7:30 to 9:30. There are still seats available. We will post a link to the New Millennium concert series so that you can not only see and find information about tonight, but the entire season. So let's move on to the next show, which is February 20th. Would you introduce the guests that night?
Yeah, the Imani Winds are also a New York-based group. They play a lot at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. They are an extraordinarily energetic, charismatic group of wind players. It's a wind quintet. And they do arrangements. They're all sort of composer-performer arrangements. They've written their own music. And on this program, two of the highlights are they've arranged Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin, which was written by Ravel during a World War One. It started it in 1914, finished it in 1917, I think, when he arranged it for orchestra. It was originally a piano piece. And to him, it was him taking pride in his Frenchness, with Couperin being the sort of hero French composer. And then years later, Shostakovich's Eighth String Quartet, which I'm dying to hear in a wind arrangement. It's an incredibly powerful piece that was dedicated to the victims of war and fascism and written right around 1960. And even though I was alive then, quite young, it's not that long after World War II for people who lived through World War II. And he, living in Russia, obviously experienced it, the war, very intensely. So the Amani winds are wonderful.
Let's listen to a bit of their music. You know that sound, and if you don't, what a treat you're in for. The show is February 20th at Capistrano Hall from 7:30 to 9:30. Again, you can find the link through the New Millennium Concert Series. So many people are excited about that show coming up, Andy.
Yeah, I know they're popular in this very radio station.
Yeah, they are. This week's Sound Advice is a preview of the series, which begins tonight. And we're going to continue with a show that's coming up in March. This will be on March 24th.
Yeah, the Faculty and Friends Gala is an all Brahms program. So the first half of the program, very special. Two high school seniors, Sean Morey, a violinist, and Karina Tsang, will be performing Brahms' A Major Violin Sonata. They are part of a trio that won the major national chamber music competition this year, the Fervita Trio. It is amazing to watch the two of them. They're consummate performers, passionate about music, and mature beyond their years as players. And I'm super excited to have them here. And it's reminding me that this concert is connected with an organization called Music for Food. And all five of the performers, and I'll mention the other three in a minute, have donated their fees to the Sac State Associated Students Food Pantry. People don't realize there are students who come to college and don't have enough to eat. So we're excited about this. As well. Second half of the program is the gorgeous Brahms Clarinet Trio, and that will be performed by three people from here in Sacramento, three of the best performers in town, clarinetist Sandra McPherson, cellist Susan Lamb Cook, and our own pianist John Cosa will be doing the gorgeous Brahms Clarinet Trio.
We're going to listen to a recording. This is not any of the artists who will be performing at this gala, but to sample some of this Brahms Clarinet Trio, Opus 114, here it is.
Thank you.
music.
Yeah, that's Brahms, one of his last works, and it has this autumnal feeling, tremendous depth and simplicity of a person looking back at their life, which Brahms was a very bittersweet life, great success as a musician, a lot of heartbreak in his personal life.
So the series ends, Andy, on April 15th. And by the way, that Brahms concert again is, or the Friends and Faculty Gala, is March 24th. April 15th, the Miro Quartet.
Miro Quartet. So one of the great quartets in the country, the first chamber music ensemble to receive the very prestigious Avery Fisher Career Grant. They're based in Austin, Texas. They're the quartet in residence at the University of Texas Austin School of Music, which is one of the great music schools in the country. They're a dynamic group, mid-career. Those of us who play string quartets followed them when they started out with great promise. And a lot of string quartets can't stay together. It's a real challenging partnership and almost a marriage with four people in it. Mm. And they've remained together with one change of personnel. They're an amazing group. And we're super excited. They're going to do some master classes for our students while they're here. They're going, the featured work on their program will be Beethoven's Opus 59, number 2, which is just an ecstatically perfect piece. So we're looking forward to having them do that.
We'll close out with that music. As always, Professor Luchansky, it's a joy. Congratulations on this continuing series.
Thanks, Beth.
All the information about the concerts is on our website, the New Millennium Concert Series. And again, it begins tonight, and there's room if you can make it. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Helen Barrington and Kyle McKinnon, also Cynthia Lopez. Our technical director is Mark Jones, with engineers Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Thank you to Emily Zentner. Our managing editor is R.M. Sarkissian. Thanks for joining us.